Kumne heals both our bodies and minds, bringing their energies together to function calmly and smoothly. Because it leads to the integration of body and mind in all our activities, this relaxation has a vital and lasting quality greater than the feeling of well-being experienced in physical exercise, or even in disciplines such as yoga. When we learn to open our senses and touch our feelings directly, our bodies and minds make full contact with one another, and all our experience becomes richer, healthier, and more beautiful. As we become more deeply acquainted with ourselves and grow in self-understanding, we're also able to share more fully with others. The written tradition of Kumne is contained in Tibetan medical texts, as well as in the ancient Vinaya text of Buddhism. These texts deal with living according to physical and universal laws, and include extensive descriptions of healing practices. Kumne is thus part of a lineage of spiritual and medical theories and practices, which links Tibetan with Indian and Chinese medicine. This lineage has given rise to many disciplines, including yoga and acupuncture. It also forms the roots of many of the more recent body-mind disciplines. Tartan Tulku's teachers in the oral introductory yoga tradition of the Nyingchik Tsalong, the subtle body energy system, sometimes taught the basic theory and practice of Kumne as an introductory practice. Kumne has been introduced by Tartan Tulku to the West. Let's do some of the exercises as presents in the three books on Kumne relaxation published by Dharma Publishing. Kumne is the art of developing balance. Through relaxation, we discover a whole new way of being, an open perspective which delights in the integration of body, mind, senses, feelings, and the environment. The key to both our internal integration and a balanced relationship with the world lies within our feelings and sensations. In Kumne, there are various ways, including both stillness and movement, to stimulate the flow of feeling and energy which integrates body and mind. We begin by developing stillness of body, breath, and mind. Simply sitting still and relaxing gives us a chance to appreciate feelings of which we are normally unaware. This relaxation is then subtly aided by breathing through both nose and mouth so gently and evenly that we are hardly conscious of inhaling and exhaling at all. A way of breathing which allows us to contact the positive vitality of the throat center. As the breath becomes calm and quiet, fewer distracting thoughts and images run through the mind, and the whole body comes alive. Our mental and bodily energies become refreshed and tranquil, like a clear forest pool. We discover a quality feeling common to body, breath, and mind. A calm, clear, deepening quality, which soothes and massages us deep within. As we relax more, the subtle level of this feeling opens like a lens, letting in more light, more energy, and creating more comprehensive pictures of experience. We begin by developing stillness of body, breath, and mind. Simply sitting still and relaxing gives us a chance to appreciate feelings of which we are normally unaware. Practice of Kumne is an exploration and balancing of our inner environment. To benefit most from this experience, the external environment should be made as harmonious as possible. The external environment reflects our internal state of mind, and careful preparation can encourage